Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 22nd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. A fired ZANU-PF youth activist clashes with Zimbabwe's youth minister over missing black economic empowerment funds.
Minister Zhuwao has absolutely no control of his ministry. The amount of documents that are leaving his office and the permanent secretary has absolutely no information or knowledge of is amazing, because the ministry is now being run by a friend of his.
The United States Agency for International Development says Zimbabwe is a top priority for Washington in the provision of food aid.
We've seen in Zimbabwe a marked increase in the level of humanitarian assistance. So that shows that the people in Washington are definitely paying attention.
And MDCT councillors are said to be divided over acting mayor Christopher Mbanga's move to dismiss town clerk James Mushore. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Youth and Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwao is finding himself on the defensive following allegations from an employer he fired that he is incompetent, a bully, and self-serving. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye has more.
ZANU-PF youth activist AC Lumumba is raising serious allegations of incompetence and blackmail against youth minister Patrick Zhuwao, who he says fired him for allegedly misappropriating funds and conflict of interest, all of which he denies. Lumumba, who held the position of chair of the steering committee of youth empowerment strategy for only 5 days, says he's going public because the state of the country is in jeopardy.
Minister Zhuwao has absolutely no control of his ministry. The amount of documents that are leaving his office and the permanent secretary has absolutely no information or knowledge of is amazing, because the ministry is now being run by a friend of his.
Lumumba further accuses Zhuwao of firing him because he failed to deliver on what he called conditional blackmail.
The condition that was going to save me is I have to go to Old Mutual, which is the biggest company in the country, and I have to coerce them somehow to bring 2.5% of Old Mutual shares to his office by the Friday, which is in essence how you define blackmail. Of course I couldn't do it.
Lumumba, who says he respects Zhuwao as a senior and someone from the same Mashonaland West Province is from, says his allegations against Zhuwao are not a case of sour grapes, but that he simply wants the minister to be accountable for his actions.
Well, look, the reason I'm making them so strong is I'm ready for him to call me out so that I have to back them up if I wasn't sure about what I was saying.
Reached for comments on Lumumba's allegations, Zhuwao flatly denied any wrongdoing.
I am denying all of those allegations because these are such serious allegations. I think it is proper that they are taken up to the appropriate authorities so that they investigated properly.
Asked about the position held by Lumumba for 5 days, Zhuwao said that it has now been filled and work is going ahead.
I appointed a new chairperson. His name is Tafat Masengwe. He's a lawyer. And today they presented the zero draft of the blueprint of the strategy document.
Minister Zhuwao says the controversy will not stop him from fulfilling his mandate to serve the youth. Lumumba, however, is not backing down on accusations against him that he misappropriated funds.
Those are the allegations, and I'm saying if I'm wrong, back them up.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
The United States Agency for International Development says Zimbabwe is a top priority for Washington in the provision of food aid amid reports of donor fatigue. Jason Taylor, chief of the Office of Humanitarian Assistance and Resilience at USAID Zimbabwe, says indications are that the food situation will worsen in the country as most crops have failed this season. The United Nations has prepared a revised humanitarian response plan which identifies a priority humanitarian needs of slightly over $355 million for the period April 2016 to March 2017 to address the immediate needs of 2.8 million drought-affected people. This is 30% of the total rural population, the World Food Programme and UNICEF say responses to their financial aid appeals have not been encouraging, with the WFP facing a funding gap of $200 million, while UNICEF has not received any funds towards its $21 million humanitarian appeal. Taylor speaks with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about the food crisis in Zimbabwe.
We made our most recent $20 million contribution in response to a terrible drought year in southern Africa in general and Zimbabwe in particular, which we expect will result in very low levels of crop production here in Zimbabwe and near total write-offs in certain areas, in the hardest hit areas of the south. And we decided to make this contribution because we realized that humanitarian assistance would need to be ongoing throughout the coming months following the harvest, particularly for those people who wouldn't have a harvest.
This $20 million, it's given to the people in what form? Do you give them money or food?
This particular contribution is for the World Food Program, and it's going to be for in-kind food. We, in the past year, have done both food and cash for beneficiaries, depending on market conditions. And because we know that the World Food Program is going to be operating in the hardest hit areas, this particular contribution will be in food.
In your statement, we also noted that there's this problem of malnutrition. What are you doing about this?
Yeah, you're right. Malnutrition rates are rising in Zimbabwe. They're still low compared to other areas of the world, but they are on the rise, and so we are worried about the trajectory. Part of our efforts to address that is giving this sort of contribution, because when you're feeding a family, you're going to free up resources for the youngest members. But that said, it's not always going to be enough. We have multi-year development programs that provide food assistance for families and are specifically structured to reduce malnutrition and reduce stunting.
Lastly, has it been easy to raise money?
It can be extremely difficult. Despite the challenges of trying to contextualize your crisis in a landscape of many competing crises, I think we've been fortunate. USAID has really done a good job on the Washington level to understand the nuances and provide assistance where it's been needed most. And so we've seen in Zimbabwe a marked increase in the level of humanitarian assistance. So that shows that, you know, people in Washington are definitely paying attention and we're all pushing in the same direction.
And that was Jason Taylor, Chief of the Office of Humanitarian Assistance and Resilience at USAID Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. In a related development, a Zimbabwean, Jason Mateu, living in Britain, has donated 200 bags of mealie-meal to the most vulnerable people in rural Buhera West. Mateo tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu it's important for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to help the needy as the food crisis worsens.
I decided to do that after a realization that there is hunger all over the country, and especially in the rural areas. And I am from a rural area, and I decided to say, okay, let me help the waste affected. Obviously, you cannot help the whole community, but if we help those that are waste affected, at least it goes a long way.
So how did you raise the funds to buy food?
No, I put a big lump sum myself, and then I informed friends and family and asked them to come in and donate whatever they can. Some were donating, say, £10, some £20, and so forth. And so we ended up having a big amount to be able to buy quite a lot for that will cover the whole of Buhera West.
But how serious is the food situation in Buhera West?
It's critical. I mean, it has gone to the levels where we have got families that go for days without food. So I think if people in the diaspora don't realize the situation that we are in, we'll have go back to Zimbabwe and find that we are only going to be faced with tombstones of people that will have died of hunger. And that I know we are struggling even in the diaspora. But the little that we can spare, if we put it together, you can imagine if we were to say everybody puts a dollar from the diaspora to feed the people in Zimbabwe, that money will be massive and will save a lot of lives.
That was Zimbabwean Jason Mateu, living in Britain, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.